is the Fade 5 Podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets at Jack Wagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans with you and back in action. Nathaniel Lundy finally emerged from his Peroni path that he was engaged in, certainly there in Italia, traversing the European continent during the holiday break. So, buddy, I'm glad to have you back in the saddle. And how large is your liver right now?
Oh, it's not too bad. It's not too bad. You know, somebody asked me, Brad, what was your favorite part of the trip? The food.
Oh yeah.
God. Oh my God. You people don't understand. Like, by the time you stack all the preservatives and crap in the food that we eat here, oh my goodness. Yeah, had some phenomenal food, saw all of the important sights and sounds. I did get some strange looks when I decided to jump the wall at the Colosseum in my loincloth with my wooden sword. Got a little bit of some strange looks in that one, but I was doing my best Russell Crowe. Are you not entertained? But had a phenomenal vacation with the family and am glad to be back. And yeah, froze my ass off watching the Broncos finally make it to the playoffs.
Yeah, but they got in, baby, and that's all that matters. So glad you have them back on American soil. So let's go in and get after it because we got tickets in hand. We're jumping the board, the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we always do, the top every single Fade 5 episode. Plus $100 or greater, that is a requirement. And Lundy, you are dropping the puck and making some bucks. So go ahead and share.
Well, let's do it. We got 10 games on the schedule on the ice this evening, so a really good, solid slate of games that we get to choose from. I'm kind of excited about this one because of the fact there's some good matchups, and I'll start with one of the better matchups early on the slate. And this one will be in Beantown. Edmonton is there to take on the Boston Bruins. Great matchup between both of these teams. Edmonton, very good on the road this season, but as always, Boston, very good at home. So I'm expecting this one to be a pretty good contest. However, if you go back and look at the history, about the last, say, 7-10 times these two teams have played, pretty consistent for scoring to be the case and for the goaltenders to get a little bit leaky at times. So the first leg of our same game parlay, I'm going to call for both teams to score at least two goals in this contest. The over-under is at 5.5. Frankly, I would play the over in this one. But I think both teams are going to score two. By the way, three straight times these two teams have played, they've gone to OT. So that is also a possibility here. But give me both teams to score two. And then we're going to have some fun with the two guys that right now are on point streaks. We start off with Leon Draisaitl of the Edmonton Oilers, sitting right now on a very nice streak. 14 straight games that he's got a point. And in those 14, he has 12 goals and 15 assists. Dude's en fuego. So yeah, all I need him to do is have a point. Sure, I'll roll with that one. And then we go with the pasta man, David Pastrnak, to also have a point over the course of his last three games, 4 goals, 1 assist. So not a huge streak for him, but I do think he keeps it alive tonight in a game that he wants to be able to win. Because again, this is a great matchup against a Western Conference foe with Edmonton. So to recap, over at DraftKings, both teams to score two, Draisaitl for a point, Pasta for a point, plus 212.
Woo!
At the DraftKings Sportsbook.
Yeah, roll the shoulders and get seduced to buy that juice. I'm going to get a little plus money on the board and the gauntlet. That is the SEC, and it's a loaded college basketball slate tonight in a matchup that's under the radar, and it's going to be damn good. They're in Nash, Vegas. I'm going to take Vanderbilt on the money line against Mississippi State, a battle of one-loss teams. They are the SEC, plus 105. Little baby seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. But I think Vandy could be dandy in this one. A team that's one of the faster squads in the country, number 31 adjusted tempo. And they're also number 34 in EFG offense, 77 in EFG defense. They're forcing an absurd amount of turnovers this season with their on-ball pressure. 22.9% of opponent possessions has led to a miscue. And really, that's a calling card of Mississippi State in their own right. Now, they're a team that really dials up the heat on the defensive end. They're forcing a turnover over 22% of the time in their own right. Very good in the interior offensively and defensively, but three-point percentage D is atrocious for Mississippi State. They're giving up over 34% from way downtown. I think that's going to be a difference maker in a game that could come down to the bitter end. And on top of that, you look at the Bulldogs, they're only shooting 69.2%. Not so nice. at the charity stripe. So if it is a very tight affair, they could shoot themselves in the foot with some squandered opportunities at the free throw line. So give me Vanderbilt to win straight up on the money line. Plus 105 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, let's get after it with the Tuesday edition. Yeah, the Tuesday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
My numero cinco on the countdown. You guys are tired of hearing my voice all the damn time.
Yeah, we are.
And more bets than the national.
I was gone for 2 weeks, and I was still tired of hearing your voice.
I am too. Hockey League. Condolences to my wife. She's got to deal with me on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah.
The Bucks will make us some more bucks. What do you also like in hockey tonight, Mimi?
Well, I told you, we got 10 games on the slate, so it's an opportunity to have a little bit of fun. Let's go down to America's Wang. Carolina there taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning. The Lightning are in what we would call a slump, shall we say. They've lost four straight, and over the course of those four games, they've only managed 5 goals total. And that includes the last 3 games of a West Coast road trip where they only managed to tally a single puck to the back of the net in each contest, and that was involving like San Jose and Anaheim. It's pretty ugly. Now, the flip to that, though, is that as usual, Andre Vasilevsky has looked very good between the pipes. And so the problem is they can't score, but they are keeping their opponents from being able to score a lot. So give me the under on an SGP between Carolina and Tampa this evening at 6.5. Going to play the under on 6.5. I think this game's got like a 3-2 type of thing written all over it. And if that's the case, I actually think Carolina's got a phenomenal chance to win this one on the road, but I'm going to go ahead and alt line the puck line, and I'm going to take Carolina +1.5. So if I do that, if I think it's going to be low scoring, which is also what leads into taking Carolina +1.5, right? If it's going to be down there under 6.5, chances are you're talking about a 1-score game, or Carolina just picks up the victory again because Tampa's in this scoring slump right now. +1.5. Under 6.5, built this SGP over at Caesars. Why? Because DraftKings has become wimps, and they're not giving me some of these alt puck lines. So we went over to the Emperor to do this one, +114 at Caesars. Close contest, maybe Carolina pulls the upset, but if I just get low scoring and I keep it close, we're cashing in plus money.
Oh, more plus money on the board? Yes!
Number four.
Numero cuatro here on the Fade Five. I told you it is a ridiculous slate of college basketball games on this early Tuesday on the month of January calendar there. And let's go to Chapel Hill. And Hubert Davis, the cheeks are blazing hot right now underneath him as a guy that could be on the outside looking in of this program in short order if he doesn't turn things around. He's got SMU tonight. Battle of ACC teams. That is indeed the case right now with the expanded leagues that are out there. And here's, I'm going to play this. And I built at Caesars because a lot of books won't let you wager on some of the alt lines in the same game anymore. Weak sauce of the Emperor certainly does. So on the SGP, give me Carolina to win straight up on the money line. I think they will take care of business, but I don't think they're going to blow out the Mustangs. So I'm going to take them at +13.5. So I just need SMU to lose this game by 13 or fewer points. Even Stephen +100 odds, they're built at Caesars Sportsbook. You look at Carolina, one of the fastest teams in the country, number 7 in adjusted tempo, and they are playing a lick of defense. That's their problem. 164 in EFGD, they're giving up 49.1% inside the arc, 34.4% outside of it. Excellent team scoring the rock inside, but RJ Davis has been building skyscrapers with the bricks laid from way downtown. They have been horrendous from along the arc at 31.4%. A very good free throw shooting team as well. But the biggest eyesore they have is a 3-point percentage defense, which ranks number 232 in the country. And what is the calling card at SMU? Making buckets rain from the perimeter. They're shooting 38% as a club from distance, also 54% inside the arc. They are top 50 in EFG offense on the season, top 70 in EFG defense, so much better in that defensive category, challenging and guarding some shots, definitely with more vim and vigor compared to North Carolina. Very good on the offensive glass. They're number 8 in the country and generating second chance opportunities. But again, it boils down to Harris, Cross and Okendo, all of those guys are shooting at least 37.8% from way downtown. So with a bang, and another bang, I think SMU keeps this one nice and snug. Carolina, I think, wins it there in the bitter end, and it's going to fall, hopefully, within that range of 13 points. So again, a recap. Recap on the SGP at Caesars, North Carolina. Moneyline, SMU plus 13.5. Put those hands together. Plus 100 again at the Emperor. Lundy, numero quattro on the countdown. Fade or follow.
My butt was also on the hot seat while I was gone. I thought for sure that Brad was going to recruit, pretty much anybody, perhaps even a Muppet, to step in and be a part of the Fade Five with him. But instead, yes, as I returned through customs in our nation's capital on my flight home, I recognized I was welcome back on the podcast. UNC, little hot seat. It's getting a little toasty in there. Look for them to get the victory, but I'm with you. I think the Mustangs can keep it close.
Oh, giddy up! Saddle the Mustangs! Just keep it close, boys.
Number three.
Numero tres here on the feed at five countdown. Let's go out west at a battle of the Big Ten as Michigan is traveling to the City of Angels to take on UCLA. I'm building another SGP on this one. Give me the Bruins. Take this game straight up on the money line. Again, another one I think is going to be a hotly contested affair from tip to finish, and then I'm going to take the total and jack it up to 151.5 and windmill slam dunk that under. So we get to UCLA money line, game under 151.5. You build it at Caesars, plus 104, and that is entirely buyable. Look at UCLA, a team that likes the slow jams. They really pump the brakes offensively. Number 251 in the country in adjusted tempo, so they prefer living in the half court. Decent offensively. Number 97 is their rank in EFG offense, but outstanding defensively. Really challenging and contesting shots religiously. They're number 34 in EFGD, and they are numero uno in the nation in turnover percentage defense, forcing those mistakes on 26% of opponent possessions. I do worry about the free throw shooting, only shooting 69.2% at the charity stripe. But again, they are 8-0 unblemished there at Pauley Pavilion this season. Meanwhile, look at Michigan. They got the two dynamic seven-footers there, the FAU transfer and Vladislav Golden, and the Yale transfer and Danny Wolf, who's going to make a big old fat bag of cash in the NBA because that guy can literally do it all at 7-1. They're formidable front court, and the main reason why Michigan is top five in the country in EFG offense, and they're also top 20 nationally in EFG defense. This team is really humming right now and is a legit and viable contender to win the Big Ten this year. Their biggest issue, though, is turnover percentage offense, number 334 in the country. So they cough up the rock continuously, and again, that is the strength of the UCLA defense, is forcing those mistakes. I think that is going to be a swaying factor in this game. Though Michigan is a perfect 2-0 in true road games this season, and they've also struck at the free throw line as well. So it could come down to free throws and the turnover battle. But ultimately, I believe UCLA hold home court, and the under hits all the all total 151.5. So all that SGP plus 104 at Caesars. Numero tres here on the V5 countdown. Lundy, fade or follow.
So the crazy part is I don't mind your underplay here. I think that's the right way to be. You're going to be sweating, I think.
Oh, yeah, guaranteed. It's going to come down to the last minute.
UCLA is not just going to run away with this thing.
No.
By any stretch. So I think we're looking at a game. I mean, it could be tied with 4 minutes to go, and we're just going back and forth, and, you get that whole feel there on the West Coast. So cross your fingers on this one. I'm not saying that I'm going to fade you. I'm just saying I'm going to apply an extra layer of Old Spice.
I am too. There's no doubt about it. I'm going to have the towel handy. And hey, if you want to dab off some of the sweat on some additional bets, go to thegamingjuice.com right now. It's absolutely free. I'm writing columns almost every single day right at the present moment. I'm debating writing a little Super Bowl MVP piece with a pick there and explanation a little bit later on today that may or may not be on the site. I do have a preview of what is going to be my number one play of the day in Florida and Tennessee, a marquee matchup, the marquee matchup you could argue tonight, the college basketball slate, some initial action in that sport. Coming up later this week, Ben Winstein, Nate Jacobson, going to be rolling out all kinds of college football content ahead of the college football playoff semifinals. Lundy's always got his free spreadsheet picks there and dropping the puck and making some bucks with some additional NHL content. Brandon Velasquez doing the same. Get it all, fools! I don't charge you a penny at thegamingjuice.com. Click, converse, and cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fee5 Countdown. Let's stay left of the Continental Divide. And on the late night tip, I am going to live in the land down under on LMU. That's Loyola Marymount and St. Mary's in that WCC matchup. I grab it at 135.5. I'd probably play this down at like 133.5 at the 135.5 number that I secured. It is at a minus 110 there at BetMGM. You know the MO of St. Mary's. They want to slow you down. They're like the sloths in your favorite animated Disney movie. And they're a team that's going to live in the half court. And they're not exactly burning the nets, to say the least, this season. Number 204 in EMG offense. They're shooting just 32.5% from distance as a club. A very good defensive team, as they always are under Randy Bennett. Number 42 in EMG D. And they struggled at the charity stripe. 67.2% is what they have hit there on those freebies. They have gone under in 7 of the last 10 games. And then meanwhile, LMU, this is not a fast-paced team by any stretch. Number 172 in adjusted tempo. Number 226 in EFG offense. So their team draws a lot of iron, and it's very unkind for them as they're netting just 49.7% from 2, 32.5% from 3. Decent defensively, though, in their own right. Number 97 EFGD, and they're only shooting around 68% at the free throw line as well. It's epidemic. A lot of teams missing those free opportunities, and LMU has also cashed the under in 6 of the last 10 games. So based on the trends, based on the advanced statistical evidence available, whether you're looking at Bartorik or Kempom, Haslametrics, Evan Maya, which are sites that I use every single day in my research, I got one direction and one direction only to go, and LMU and St. Mary's, and that is the under 135.5 in a game first to 65 may win, minus 110 at BetMGM. Lundy, better follow.
I was being intrigued by a hockey bet that I found.
Sorry. Oh, congratulations.
I was distracted for a moment. Who were you talking about? No, I'm kidding. Play the under. Look at the tempo of these two. We're starting to get to the point now. You know, if you follow the pod for long enough, you know that Brad and I both talk. Brad certainly a lot more than I do about Haslametrics, about Bartorvik, the sites that we believe in, the data behind what these guys are doing. And we are now that we're into January, we got enough history here so far through the early part of the season to be able to talk especially about tempo when it comes to these teams, because you've now got plenty of minutes under the belt and plenty of data points to be able to inject to figure out whether these guys are trying to zip up and down the floor or they want to slow it down, play a really deliberate half court type of game. So the more of this data that we've been pulling in, the better you can feel about some of these over unders. This one, definitely an under.
Am I a Nimbers nerd? Hell yes, I am.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Let's go to the big one tonight. The number one Tennessee Volunteers have been atop the AP poll for 5 consecutive weeks. Will they fall from the ranks of the unbeaten against Florida on the road in Gainesville? I say yes, they will. I laid the 1.5. I think right now it's up to like minus 3 at most books. That's the highest I would play it at, is at a minus 3. And I grab it a minus 110 juice there at BetMGM. But I think Florida's going to win this thing by at least a 3-point bucket, if not more. The Gators coming off their first loss this season in Lexington. And man, that was a game that take my breath away. Yeah, cue the Berlin there in the background. It was 206 total points. They lost 106 to 100 in that game. Walter Clayton was possessed. He had 33 points in that matchup. I think he's going to be a key cog in this one, along with Elijah Martin. They got a dynamic duo in that backcourt, just Ty Golden. Look at Florida, fast team. They're top 90 in just a tempo. and a team that can burn the Nets offensively. Number 44, EFG offense, but even better defensively. And number 12, EFGD, because of the interior forces they possess. Eric Condon especially is a guy that really gets after it on the glass, and he is going to be pivotal in this matchup. Tennessee's got dudes. And Jazz Lanier is a guy that just is a bucket getter extraordinaire. The guy's a bird in the Nets to a tune of 46.7% from along the arc. You look at Tennessee, number two in the country in EFGD. They're only giving up 44.9% from two and 24.3% from three. They generate a ton of offensive rebounds as well. So Florida's going to have to be quite active there on the glass. But they are a very much adept rebounding team, to say the least. Now, KenPom has got Florida losing by one. Torvik has Florida losing by one. Evan Maya has Florida losing by 1.2. Haslametrics is the only advanced analytics site that I saw that has the Gators wing this, and I'm winning by 1.1. But the home crowd is going to play a factor, and I bear witness to Tennessee. Illinois blew that game against them before the holiday break. They were up with 90 seconds to go, and they squandered the opportunities of growing pains of a young team there. We all know what Illinois is doing now. They're tearing it up pretty much everywhere. See the Oregon game. But getting back, the Volunteers will not go unblemished this season. And I think whoever wins the SEC is going to lose at least 6-7 games this year. And I think the Vols do fall from the ranks of the unbeaten tonight. I'm laying the chalk with the Gators. -1.5 is what I grabbed at. Again, I played up to -3 at a -110 at BetMGM. My number one play of the day, Lundy. Vader, follow.
I'll follow you just because the Gators are at home. I mean, at the end of the day, that's the edge I'm going to give in this SEC matchup. I don't think I think both of these teams are good. That's why they're ranked the way that they are. But I think at the end of the day, we're talking about something that's going to come down to a couple final possessions. You know, more than likely something that's going to have people screaming at the officials. That seems to be consistent. But I think this is going to be a fun game to watch. Obviously the big marquee one for tonight, but you're right. This is a packed slate of college hoops tonight.
Yeah, the key really for Florida, last point I'll make, is get out ahead of the defense before it sets.
Yes.
Because Tennessee, once they plant their roots in the half court, you can't really score on them. It's a bit of a chore. And Florida's a team of zip, 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 zip. Certainly a contrast in styles. But wait! There's more! It's bonus time! Bonus time! Lundy, whether it's in the NHL, maybe you've got some action in the NBA. I doubt you'll have anything else in college basketball. Maybe you're looking ahead to the NFL playoffs or the college football playoff as well. Pick your poison, mi amigo. What else you got?
I'll tell you what. I want you to take your "you probably don't have anything in college basketball" and shove it right up your little booty. You ready
you
now?
You got something? Come on, bring it!
Here we go. This is a three-legger for you, all of them on alt lines. Built this one at DK, and it came out to a flat plus 100. We talk about some of the marquee games for this evening. Take the aforementioned Tennessee Volunteers. I'm going to say they at least keep it in single digits. Give me Tennessee +9.5.
Okay.
Give me the Georgia Bulldogs.
Yes.
+9.5.
Love it.
Again, all they have to do is keep it close. Tennessee +9.5, Georgia +9.5. And then I'm going to alt line the CSU Rams just north of me this evening. They are taking on Fresno State. They are favored by 14. I brought it all the way down to 2.5.
Oh, yeah. Love
all the Rammies need to do up in Fort Fun is win by at least 3. So CSU -2.5. Tennessee and Georgia each +9.5 on the alt line. Built that one at DraftKings. It is a +100 even Steven money for you. I think that one is extremely solid. Let me go back to the ice for this evening. Ryan Strome of the Anaheim Ducks. Let's talk about him. I'm going to say that he rolls himself another apple this evening. In the last 5 games, he's got 5 assists. So let's see if he can make it 6 for 6, in part because I'm getting some crazy payday on that one. Plus 160 is the payday if he finds himself another apple. And like I said, he's done. He's got 5 assists in his last 5 games. Let's see if he can make it 6 in his last six. And finally, I told you I was getting distracted while Brad was talking about LMU and St. Mary's. Let's talk about our gifts. Oh, yes, we're back at it in the new year with our yes gifts. I got two games that I want to see a goal scored in the first 10. Let me start off with Dallas and the New York Rangers. No one, let me repeat that, no one has more gifts in the National Hockey League this season than the New York Rangers. They are doing it at a, please hold while your call is being connected, 76% clip with their game. So I'm going to take a yes gift in that one. And another one that is hot right now, we used to bet on these guys all the time last season. It's not quite the same this year, but their opponent is. So we're talking about the Ottawa Senators and the Detroit Red Wings. We're looking at Detroit. Why am I jumping on this one? One happens in two-thirds of their games, but most importantly, they've had a gift in five straight. I think it's going to be six straight. So Dallas and the Rangers, Ottawa and Detroit, each of those games has a goal in the first 10 tonight, plus 170 at DK. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
All right, let's get back after it here with the team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day. Simple two-legger, and all these teams got to do is win straight up. So let's go with the Louisville Cardinals on the money line, and Baylor, the Bears, they're on the money line. Reserve the Jews. Let me give you a breakdown of the matchups. Louisville at home, taking on the Clemson Tigers. Now, Louisville, probably a borderline NCAA tournament team. I would say they're trending more to being an NIT squad than a tourney squad, but maybe the narrative changes tonight because this could be a marquee victory. U of L, unfortunately, though, does not get out and defend the perimeter. They're number 226 in that category, giving up 34.3%, and Clemson does net over 38% from way downtown. So that is a potential hiccup in this one. But Louisville's a team that really scores frequently inside. 57.2% of their points come from inside the arc, where Clemson is just number 158 in the country in 2-point percentage. Clemson also 1-2 straight up on the road this season. Being at home does matter, as Lundy says. It plays a pivotal factor often in college basketball. I say the Cardinals find a way to win. Give me them on the money line. The same logic applies to Baylor, a team that's now outside the top 25, trending in the wrong direction because they don't defend worth a damn along the perimeter. Number 348 in the nation and 3-point percentage. They're going against the Cincinnati Bearcats. But the Bearcats, number 158 and number of points that they collect from the arc. So they're not exactly prolific jacking shots from distance. The biggest problem for Cincinnati is they're not really sealing the deal late in games because they're only shooting 63.5% at the free throw line. And on top of that, they already have back-to-back losses on the road to suspect opponents, that being Kansas State and Villanova. I think the Bears are coming off the L. They're 7-0 at home. I think they right the ship and get the victory. So the team Huevos Parlay Play of the Day, simple two-legger. Just win, guys. Louisville and Baylor plus 120 built there at BetMGM. But wait, I have one more bonus time in the world of college basketball. I don't feel great about this, candidly. Feel really kind of sick to my stomach. I ain't even talking about this, but I'm going to take the points of the Texas Longhorns. All right, all right, all right. Yeah, the fight McConaughey's. They're at home taking on the Auburn Tigers. I grabbed it at 10.5 at an even plus 100 juice. And I think that plus 100 juice really sucked me in and took my money at BetMGM in the process. But I, for whatever reason, I think UT keeps this thing in single digits. Is Auburn the superior team? Yes, pretty much in every single category. The Tigers, number 2 in the country, EFG offense, 13 EFG defense. Johnny Broome, front runner for the Wood Award for a reason, at like minus 250 right now at BetMGM. They got gunners. They got scores inside, outside, everywhere. And they're fairly deep as well, rotating all kinds of fresh bodies in there. But you look at Texas, a team that really is an advanced metrics darling. I know the record may not show it there on the service with the three losses they have, but they're number 12 in the EFG offense and number 24 in EFG defense. And their 3-point percentage offense in particular is outstanding. They're shooting 47.3% as a collective from downtown. And again, defensively, I think they're going to be able to challenge some Auburn shots. So presumably, if the threes are falling, if they get to like 10 to 12 threes made in that game, and give their defensive chops, I say they lose this thing by like 7 or 8 points. They cover the 10.5. Again, I don't feel great about it. But that's a play that I am invested in right now on the always free and always transparent spreadsheet. Lundy, I think you have something to say.
Take Iowa and the points.
What's it at? -3.5 right now still?
Yeah, 3.5 or 4, yeah. Depending upon. I was looking at this. Nebraska has played one road game, true road game, outside of the state of Nebraska. They've played at Creighton, so that I'm not counting that one. They played one game outside of the state of Nebraska, and they got their asses handed to them by Michigan State. That's it. Yep. That's the only true road game they've played, and they got obliterated. So I'm not a believer yet in Nebraska. I would lay the points with Iowa.
Here's what I did. I took it a step further. I did a three-leg money line parlay. Hawkeyes are part of it. So I took Iowa, Marquette, and Boise State.
There you go.
There you go. And it was +134 there at BetMGM. This is how creative you can get this time of year with these slates really ramping up. And it's a loaded and action pack one tonight. Yeah, the Iowa Hawkeyes should roll. Man,
I really think it's like four. I don't want to say that Nebraska is a bad team per se.
Fringy tournament team.
I don't really feel like they've been tested, especially when it comes to the road. So until I actually see them do it on the road, I have a hard time believing in it.
Yeah, they're also coming off a monster win there at home as well. So you got to consider that. That was against UCLA, so maybe a letdown spot for them. The Hawkeyes, man, the offensive sets that Fran McCaffrey runs, a thing of beauty. All right, I'm out of breath, and we are out of time here on the Fade at 5 podcast. Do us a favor, would you kindly, and drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Also, fade or follow us on the X. Lundy's always giving it to you there, at Nate Lundy. I'm doing the same, at Noisy Huevos. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you jackals, and sign up for a free account. You can ask me a question. We're continuing to ask Brad all the way through the Super Bowl. We'll probably extend that all the way through the NCAA tournament. So keep those questions coming. For the outstanding, lovely, and well-rested Nathaniel Lundy, I'm Brad Evans. Until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.